Your station for Fleetwood Town.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Been a little bit manic, to be honest with you. You know, I met with the chairman yesterday. We spent all day together. We seemed to be on the same page in regards to the club moving forward and the development of the club. I then returned last night to my house to be told by my representatives that they were very keen to do something quickly. And I spoke further to the chairman and we moved things on from there, and I travelled up this morning to get here, and delighted to be here. Really, really excited about the job in hand, and can't wait to get started.
And have you met the players yet, Stevie?
No, I haven't. No, I've not met the players. I'll meet the players tomorrow around about 11 o'clock. We have a meeting, and I'll brief the players on what I expect from them and how we'll move forward together. But it's a terrific club. It's got, as I mentioned earlier, it's got terrific infrastructure, great investment, great stability, and I'm obviously picking up from the previous manager, who's done a lot of very good work here.
And looking out of that pitch, wow, it's fabulous, isn't it? Compared to how it looked 10 years ago, what sort of style of football will you try and play? What can we look forward to?
Well, I think that, many managers, when they come into new clubs, they talk about their philosophy and style of play. And, over my 5 years of management, I think that the one thing I have played is a very attractive and attacking style of football. But I'm going to make no promises as yet. The one thing that I will do is try to maximise our players, get the absolute utmost out of them. We'll work very hard on the way we play. There'll be a lot of detail in our work, and hopefully... slowly but surely we can progress. I think that winning games of football is the most important thing, and initially how we win them, I don't think it's the most important factor. It's winning them and getting confidence back within the group. Of course, I want to play the game in a fast, attractive style, but I also want to play a winning style of football, and hopefully given time and progression, we can do that.
And in terms of something else that you mentioned in the press conference, continuity. There is a quite a sizeable backroom team here with the director of football and a recruitment officer as well in terms of overseas recruitment, and then there's a scout, and there's all the sort of things that you would expect at a really well run football club. So what are you looking to do? You're going to bring in Neil McFarlane initially, but you're going to probably stick at that for the time being.
Absolutely,
is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that there's many things right about this football club, and I think that the great thing is that there's a real support mechanism there for the football manager. And one of the things that I want to be able to do is very much concentrate on the first team, work exceptionally hard with the first team. I'm very analytical. I like to look into the detail and the statistics. I like to work with the players closely and develop them as players. So, hopefully with the support that I've mentioned, that'll allow me to focus on doing that. At my previous clubs, I've been asked to do a great deal more than that, and it's very challenging for a football manager. I want to be in the club at 8 in the morning till 8 at night, working on improving the players and improving the performances, and I'll certainly be working towards that.
Yeah, one thing you've got here is stability. We're not delving too much into what happened at Coventry. You've got a club there that was in administration and also docked 10 points at one point.
Yeah, we experienced all sorts there. Also had to reduce the wage budget by 60% over a 2-year period, and it was hugely challenging. But we were very proud of the work that we did. We stabilised the club. We turned it into a club that was hemorrhaging money to a sustainable club. We built the foundations. We developed many of the young players. And we're very proud of that. We take a lot of satisfaction from that.
Callum Wilson being one.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the Madisons of this world coming through. We had the Haynes, the Finches, them all coming through, and we worked really tirelessly with those, and we're very proud of those. Not just developing them as players, but as people as well. And I think that that's an important part of my job as a coach. And I'm delighted that Tony has taken that work on, and he's done a terrific job since going in there. So it makes for a very interesting game this weekend.
Yeah, certainly. Coventry, first up. How about that? That's just the way these things turn out, Stephen, is incredible, isn't it?
It's quite amazing. It really is, and only in football. But, really looking forward to it. I had a great rapport with the supporters there. We endured a lot together, and you know, I'm sure it'll be good to see them all again. But, you know, my concentrations are here now about getting results for this club and hopefully moving this club forward as the previous two managers have done, and one's here tonight.
And what would you like to achieve? You've signed a two-year contract. What is realistic?
I think that in this season, one of the challenges is to you know, retain our status. That's the most important aspect. And I think that the one thing that the chairman has recognised is that the club's probably progressed a lot quicker than anybody could have ever imagined. And with that progression, there came a situation where probably underneath that we didn't have the infrastructure. So there's been a big emphasis on building the infrastructure, the training base, the stadium, and allowing us then to move forward again and being ready to move forward again. And hopefully, you know, as I've said, the previous two managers have gone step by step, and hopefully I can then move the club forward as well.
And have you seen the training base? Have you been up to
I was up
it?
There yesterday, yes.
What do you make of it?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Absolutely outstanding. It's something the community should be exceptionally proud of. You know, it's been a major investment, and it's fit for Premier League. So, you know, it'll be a wonderful place to turn up and work every day.
Fantastic. And just a final one. I'm sure you've got a word for your old roommate at Scotland, Graham Alexander, because obviously he's gone, you've come in. But I suppose that's football, isn't it?
It is, and that's the unfortunate aspect about football, you know. And Graham will be the same. You know, Graham, with the job he's done here, will get the opportunity to go in someday somewhere else, and he'll have to wait on the demise of another manager. It's the nature of the beast. It's the sadness of the job, but it's the only way that you get back in. And you know, I'm really excited about this, but I'm also very respectful of the work that Graham has done.